Well, I'm here with PCM head cross country coach Eric Osterhaus after a very successful state qualifier meet here today at Pella Christian. Coach, just talk about what this means to you, both the boys and the girls team going to state.
Just proud. Proud of the way that they competed, proud of the way they showed up today. They knew the task that was in front of them. They knew what they had to do, and they just took care of business like we knew they should.
You know, to start on the girls' side a little bit, you know, they were state qualifiers last year, obviously, as a team, now doing it again this year. You know, the expectations we talked before the season were high for them this year. You know, talk a little bit about what they were able to achieve doing this 2 years in a row now.
Yeah. I mean, it's the foundation of a strong tradition. And not only maybe our numbers aren't huge, but what we have is quality, and what we have is hard work ethic. And put those two things together along with their dedication, and good things happen. And I think that they are laying the foundation, the upperclassmen are laying the foundation for the underclassmen to hopefully we carry this on for a very long time.
So. Yeah, and with the boys too, you know, you mentioned the improvements that they've made from, you know, last season to this season. Now a lot of boys are going to be able to go to state meet for the first time. Talk about what they've done this season.
Absolutely. We knew the boys team could be solid coming in, but I think that they have really shown up, you know, conference, district, both. We knew they could run well, and they put it together today. Same thing, work ethic, dedication, and just being competitors all the way around. You know, they showed up today and did their thing.
What's the kind of preparation process now look like for next week to, you know, go up to that state meet?
You know, I don't want to give away all the secrets, but we start getting prepped for state, right? There's some work to be done. There's some resting to be done. We'll make sure we get it right, hopefully, to run our best time at state.
What does your teams have to do, especially the girls' team being there last year, now this year? What do they got to do to you know, do well at the state meet?
You know, yeah, and before getting to the state meet might have been the goal, right? Get to the state meet, now we're showing up, now we're there. Now the goal is higher than that, right? We are looking to podium, and they are going to give it their all to podium. The boys are looking to go top five. They're going to give it their all to go top five. We're not just going to show up to the state meet. We want to show up and compete.
Yeah, and Eric, kind of before we close, how cool is it to have, like Abby Teeter and Kobe DeRod? Now they've been doing this three times now.
Yes, yeah, very, very cool. And very, very good send-off for them, right? They've done it on their own. Kobe's never gone to the team, and what a sweet send-off for him. He's put in his time. He's put in his years. He's been dedicated to the program, and now he gets to take his teammates with him, and that's going to be pretty sweet for him.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.